Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Just about 24 minutes after 11, and we are going to jump straight into Let's Talk Cancer with the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society and Dr. LeBlanc. And we're going to be discussing women's health and cancer. Good morning, awesome Dr. LeBlanc. How are you?
Awesome, Caribbean.
Yeah, I good. How you go? Everything okay on your end?
You know how that is at 11:15 in the middle of my practice.
I know how it goes, but that's all right. I have your back, right? I have your back.
Thank you.
Now, I know this morning we're going to be discussing women's health and cancer. So let's jump straight into it, all right? What are the common types of cancer that affect women?
So the common types of cancer that affect women is, and let's focus on Trinidad and Tobago, but it does exist worldwide and into our region, are breast cancer, cervical cancer, cervical cancer, some people like to call it, colorectal cancer, ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, pancreatic cancer, and lung cancer.
Wow. So,
and skin cancer,
because I was not jumping into that, because just recently, probably like about last week or week before, I was speaking to one of the doctors and they were talking about cancer as well, and they mentioned skin cancer. And I remember some years ago, I knew a lady, she used to work where I work, and she had skin cancer. We weren't aware of it, but she had like stuff on her skin, but we thought it was just probably like an allergy or something. And then before you know it, we heard that she passed away and she had skin cancer. But skin cancer, how prevalent or how common is skin cancer in Trinidad and Tobago?
So it's not as common, but we are seeing an increase. And the reason for that, Caribbean, everything boils down to the holistic view of the world. So climate change has affected our atmosphere, and therefore the UV rays exposure that we're now getting, they are a big risk factor for skin cancer. Right. So it used to be that we used to say that people of darker complexion had melanin and therefore more protection against the UV rays.
Right.
But what is that with the climate change and the change in the UV rays, we recommend even persons and women in this case of darker complexion to use sunblock SPF at least 30 on their skin because they need the protection, because those UV rays can hit the cells. And what, you know, we've spoken about what cancer is, and they can hit the cells and therefore turn on some oncogenes, and then you can have skin cancer starting. Skin cancer can be treated if you pay attention to your skin. You know, if you see a new mole on your skin, a new lesion on your skin, and it keeps spreading bigger than usual, faster than usual. Mm-hmm. You know, Harry, as we always say, don't take anything for granted.
Yeah, go check it out.
You know, make sure, yeah.
I'm just going to delve a bit into skin cancer, because it's not something that we hear often, right? So you say, like, we can look at lesions. What other symptoms for skin cancer women can look out for?
That's the thing, Carrie. It's mostly the skin lesions.
Right.
Yeah. Skin cancer does not give you the generalized symptoms as the answers that quickly. So I have a friend, for example, who has skin cancer for years, and she gets treated. And so the thing is not about a strong chemo, like the dermatologists are able to treat it. So it's going to fare, it's not a diagnosis affair, but it's something you need to stay on top of, you know? It can be a little frustrating when they keep popping up, the lesions keep popping up, but it can be treated and you can have a very good life and survivorship once you are diagnosed.
Right. All right, so let's talk about breast cancer, cervical cancer. What are some of the symptoms women can look out for these different types of cancers?
Yeah, so, you know, Carrie, there are generalized symptoms of cancer, such as fatigue that you can't explain, weight loss you can't explain. When it comes to breast cancer, breast pain that is not cyclical, that is not going along with your periods, look at your breasts, ladies. Are you seeing one breast getting bigger than the other? Are you seeing a change in the skin of the breast? Like it's looking like an orange skin. Is your nipple that was once pushing out now going in? So inverted to everted to inverted nipples. Are you getting any discharge, like a bloody discharge? Any kind of, from one breast? You know, are you feeling lumps in your breast? Are you feeling lumps under your armpit? Those are possible signs and symptoms of breast cancer, and they need to be checked out.
Mm.
When it comes to cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, and the gynecological cancers, heaviness in the abdomen, abnormal discharge, abnormal bleeding, abnormal spotting in between periods if you're still having your period, postmenopausal women having bleeding and you weren't having your period before, a lower back pain, like a heaviness, not feeling well, pain with sex, bleeding after sex. These are all signs and symptoms of the gynecological cancers.
Mm. Someone wanted to find out on WhatsApp. This says that they have inverted nipples. Am I on the verge of getting breast cancer for having?
No. I love that question. No, that's a normal variation of the nipple, right? So you're not at risk, but at least you should know that your nipples are inverted, so that when you go to get checked out or anything and somebody asks, did your nipple suddenly invert, you know what you're like. But that's not a risk factor for breast cancer.
Oh, okay. Guys, don't forget you can call us up 627-3223-625-2257. You can even send us a WhatsApp message on 306-1065. We are here with the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society and Dr. LeBlanc, and we are speaking about women's health and cancer. Dr. LeBlanc, what can women do to reduce their risk of developing some of these cancers?
That's the thing, Carrie, you know, and we will never stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is a lifestyle disease. Stop smoking. Don't smoke. Don't vape. Stop vaping. You know, critical, excessive alcohol intake. Limit your alcohol intake. Look at your food intake. Look at the quality of food that we take in. Our sleep cycles, our stress coping mechanisms. Look at your family history, Carrie V.
Mm-hmm.
Very understand our family history. Look at what, you know, in some cases in women, how many years you've been on the birth pill, hormone replacement with excessive estrogen. Look at those things. Ask your doctors about it. Look at the side effects. Knowing, you know, and Carrie B, when did you first have your period? When did you have your first child? How often, how many children did you have? Did you breastfeed?
Mm.
Those are important. When it comes to cervical cancer, for example, we look at when did you start having sex, your promiscuity? Did you have multiple partners? You know, vaccinate for HPV before the age of 45. We recommend the HPV vaccination within the younger age groups in our country, in our region, as an added protection over for cervical cancer. But Carrie, it's overall, most importantly, when we talk about how do we prevent or how do we survive cancers, screening, along with healthy lifestyles, that is your best weapon against cancer and to promote survival.
Someone wanted to find out on WhatsApp, is taking out my womb eliminates or lessen the risk of developing cervical cancer?
If you do a total hysterectomy, then they would have taken out your cervix, so you will not be at risk of cervical cancer. That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Sometimes it's important when you do have a hysterectomy, which is the taking out of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
If it's total, you should know for sure they do a total hysterectomy, a subtotal hysterectomy, which means they left your cervix. Did they do an oophorectomy, which means they took out your ovaries, or did they leave one or both of your ovaries? Very important for you to know, because that determines a lot of things when you go for your annual checkups and you get checked out. You should know these things when you speak to your physician.
All right. But doctor, this question is from me, because as this person messaged and asked about the removal of the womb, and you just broke it down a bit. So is it that, is it common that they take out, like, all the womb, what's called the ovaries and the cervix? Because just when you say either or can come out, right?
They can. So depending on why you're doing the hysterectomy,
right?
They can tell you, okay, Carrie B, we're going to do a total hysterectomy with a bilateral oophorectomy, which means we're taking out all of the womb, both the body, uterus, and the neck and the cervix,
right?
Because the cervix is the lower one third of your womb or your uterus, and then they're taking out both of your ovaries.
Right.
So that will go into total menopause immediately.
Wow. Okay.
And all right. They say, and they say, well, Carrie, we can leave your ovaries, right? And if they leave your ovaries, then you will go into a gradual menopause because your ovaries are still there to give you your hormones. Important to understand that when they take out all of your womb, they create what we call a vaginal vault, right? So you can still be sexually active. And it's important, and I want people to hear this, Carrie, that even if they've taken out your womb and you have a vaginal vault, please continue to have what we call vault smears.
Because it's a
smear of that vault. So we're no longer looking at the cervix, we're smearing the vault, because sometimes you can have cells in the vault that can become cancerous.
Oh.
So it's, yes, because some people might have had endometriosis, and that's the reason they took out the uterus, they did the hysterectomy. And so if you had endometrial deposits in the vault, so there are different reasons. So I just want people to be aware of it, that not because you take out your womb, you no longer have what we call a pap smear.
Right.
Instead of it, it's a vault smear.
And how often should they have a vault smear?
Usually it's every 2 years, just like the pap.
Like
every
pap,
2 years.
Right.
Based on your doctor's recommendation, but in general, every 2 to 3 years, once you've had 3 annual normal smears, we can go to every 3 years.
Wow. Now, what is the recommended age to start getting screening for any of the cancers?
Right. So again, important to know your family history when it comes to breast cancer, especially.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've had a relative who has had breast cancer, then your screening may start earlier than 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
But generally, start our screening for breast cancer between the ages of 35 and 40. We do the mammogram. That's our gold standard test. And then we can add on the breast ultrasound, because most times in our population, for younger women, with the hormonal influence, you have dense breast tissue. So along with that, we may add the ultrasound along with a yearly clinical breast exam, right?
Right.
For cervical cancer screening, we start 3 years after sexual activity has been initiated. And usually we say that would be around 21, but you have to have had sex. And then 3 years after you start having sex, we start your pap smears.
Guys, don't forget, you can call us up 627-3223, 625-2257. We are talking about cancer and women's health and cancer, of course, with Dr. LeBlanc. You can even send me a WhatsApp message on 306-1065. Dr. LeBlanc, I have a next message here, and I find this is very interesting to ask. I have been told by my mother that breast cancer usually skips a generation. Is this true?
That person won't get me in trouble. Carrie, that's very I want to put it because I want people to understand, you know, medicine is not hard and fast, you know what I mean? And a lot of things have changed with our populations over the years, going to technology, change in lifestyle. So the statistics don't support that theory, right? So I don't tell people, because your mom had breast cancer, you're good to go, it's going to hit you. That's how we operate. So I guess my answer is no, that's not true. It's not going to skip. Don't delay your screening. Don't take that for granted. Get screened, especially if you have primary family history, and primary is your mother, your father, you know, an uncle, an aunt, even the grandmother's grandfathers with breast cancer, get screened. Don't hesitate and don't take it for granted.
Nice. Someone wants to find out as well, doctor, does cervical cancer prevent you from having a baby?
Right. Depends on the staging of the cervical cancer and what the treatment entails. So that is a discussion that has to be had with your oncologist and gynecologist. In some cases, when a patient is diagnosed with cervical cancer, if it's a very early stage, they can still have a child, but it really depends on the treatment regime, program, and what they have decided to do. Some people sometimes take the egg, extract the eggs before treatment starts,
mm-hmm.
so they can have those fresh eggs. Remember, if you do chemo, there's more risk of a mutation of the eggs. So it's really a discussion to have with the oncologist and your team if you're of that age group and childbearing age and you want to have a child even post cervical cancer. But the answer is yes, there's a possibility. Mm-hmm. Don't hope.
All right. Well, guys, it's just about 11:39. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about women's health and cancer with Dr. Neil Block. Keep it locked to Freedom 106.5 FM, where you speak your mind.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. It's just about 43 minutes after 11 o'clock, and you are in Let's Talk Cancer with the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society. It's Carrie V alongside Dr. LeBlanc. We are talking about women's health and cancer. Welcome back, Doctor.
Hi.
So I know you have given us a lot of information about cancer and women, but what are the different, let's talk about the different screening services the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society offer. What are they?
Right. So we offer screening for almost all the cancers that you screen for, Kerry. So we offer the clinical breast exam, the mammogram, breast ultrasound. We offer pap smear. Mm-hmm. We offer for PSA and digital rectal exam for prostate cancer, and the FIT, which is the fecal immunochemical test for colorectal cancer. Kerry, what's important to understand is we offer all these services. They're available to all the public, very low cost. So that allows for equitable access to all the members of the public for these services. We also have mobile units, so companies, organizations, community leaders can call us out and we can come out and we, on the mobile units, we can do the clinical breast exam, the pap smear, the PSA, and the digital rectal exam if a doctor is on board for that, right? So we are willing, Kerry, to come out into communities. Now, last year, due to the flooding and the rains and destruction of roads, we actually were unable to get to some areas, but we're so amazed and grateful to some of the communities because they came together with the TTDF and we were able to bring persons to other locations close by, you know, to do the screening. Mm-hmm. I say this because I don't think anything should hinder us from getting screened.
Right.
Speak to your doctor. You can self-refer to the Cancer Society or you can get sent by your doctor. And we are here to bridge the gap between the public and the private sector, because we're an NGO. Mm-hmm. We're here to help you, Kerry, as well with our counseling services, with all other services. We also have a palliative care arm for those who are critically ill and dying from cancer, right? So there's no other treatment available. So some people do die, Kerry, and we provide death with dignity at our hospice, which is called Vitas House Hospice. Yeah. But before about death, we like to celebrate survivorship.
As we should.
And for everyone to get on board, be proactive about their health. You see, the Minister of Health, the Ministry of Health of Trinidad and Tobago came out last week, and they asked women, and they said, women are not taking care of themselves. And I want to combat this, but it's not that we're not taking care of ourselves. It's that we need to now regain our power and not give up and be the forget to be our caretakers.
Yeah.
So we remember that we are the caretakers and the nurturers of the world. If that is so, that is so. But in order to nurture and care the world, we have to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But doctor, go ahead.
No, so I just want us to not be downtrodden as women. Mm-hmm. When we hear statistics, don't give up. And don't just be proactive and get tested, get screened.
Yes, but doc, I know some women may be scared to even hear that word cancer and that it's affecting them. How can they overcome that fear? Because every time, and I'm being real with you, and I know a lot of our listeners, they are probably feeling the same. They don't want to go get screened because they're afraid that when they go, they say, well, hey, you know, you have a lump or you have a lesion and, you know, it looks like cancer. How can we come over that fear?
Kerry, there's nothing to fear but fear itself.
Hmm.
I heard something today that the other end of fear is power, right? And opportunity. And it's important to understand that's why we want to let you know two things. A diagnosis of cancer does not equate death, right? the reason we promote screening and we educate and we come on, the reason, Carrie, you hear from me and we talk every week, mm-hmm. right, is to make sure we empower you with the right knowledge to get screened.
Yeah.
Because screening allows for early detection. Carrie V, if I go and I get screened and I hear, Asante, you have a lump in your breast. It's looking like cancer, but it's a stage one. Mm. Hallelujah, because stage one, I can be treated. I can survive. I can help empower other women. I can get my sisters tested. You understand?
Yeah.
So, Carrie, I want women to be assured. And you know what? Don't go alone. We always go into a party together. We always festival together. We always sitting down and doing self-care together with a glass of wine, isn't it?
Yes.
Always talking on the phone about some movie together.
We could go for screening together.
Go and get screened together.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is important because that is sisterhood and that allows you to be there for one another. And don't be afraid, Carrie. I don't know how else to explain it, you know what I mean? Because we will never give you a diagnosis on the phone.
Yeah.
Right? So when we tell you come in, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, be it cervical cancer, breast cancer, whatever, that diagnosis, now things have changed. Our treatment regimes have improved. How we deal with this disease has improved so greatly.
Mm-hmm.
And to cancer, you cannot fear cancer.
Mm.
You understand? To beat cancer, your mental power is important and your mentality has to be positive. You know, my grandmother battled cancer twice, Carrie, and she's the reason I exist. That woman is the reason I am who I am today.
Yeah.
But that is my driving force. Now, I lost my grandmother with her second battle of cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one thing she maintained, that pain was inevitable, but suffering is not. And she was not suffering. And she said, I am never going to regret my journey with this disease.
Mm.
You understand? She fought the good fight, and that's important, Carrie. And I know, you know, I don't know if that's enlightening to our audience. I don't know, but I want our audience to gather from this conversation that screening, early detection, because my grandmother, as much as I love her and God rest her soul, she knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
We know when something's wrong with us, but we're frightened.
Yeah.
I was in med school. I had to say hello. Graduate,
yeah,
what are you doing? And that is when she went to get tested. You understand where I'm coming from, Carrie?
Yeah,
so don't just follow in the footsteps of our ancestors who were really, you know, let's come together, be our sister's keeper. Let us get tested, let us think positively, let us do the right things, let us exercise together.
Mm.
Make that, Carrie V. It's so important to make that time for ourselves, and we will.
Disease. Dr. LeBlanc, anybody tell you you could be a motivational speaker? Anybody ever tell you that?
Yeah.
I feel pumped and I just want to go and get screened today. I just want to get up from the city and just go and get screened. Just like that.
This is a passion and it's something the Cancer Society is my love, you know, because we don't need to lose persons. We don't need to lose lives needlessly.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Life is a cycle. We have life and we have death. But while we have increasing technology and screening techniques and we are getting more information about healthier lifestyles,
mm-hmm.
it is time to walk the walk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why it has to be, we wait, Carrie V, for somebody with a different accent to mine or yours before we listen.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right? They don't know about the Edo and the Yam. Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
You understand? And we have to honor our ancestry, our heritage, what we eat. We have to take back the power of the food quality that we have in the region. And we have to go back to a different lifestyle, Carrie.
Hmm.
We can't be on that hamster wheel. It's not getting us anywhere fast.
Yeah.
So we have to make changes and adapt. Yes, the world is changing, but that doesn't mean that we have to lose who we are as a Caribbean people.
Yeah.
And we have to take stock of our lives and take care of ourselves.
Yeah. Doc, to wrap up, because, you know, we press for time all the time, right? To go into the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society to be screened, is it something as easy as just walking in any day, anytime? And what are some general ways that women can maintain their overall health and well-being in addition to exercise and, you know, watching their diet.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long conversation, Gary. Maybe we should do a show
just for that.
Yes, you know. But the reality is, to answer your question, I think, you know, follow us on the on our social media pages, the Cancer Society, because we put tips there all the time on health styles and what we can do to maintain healthier lifestyles. And if you send us a message, ask us a question, we will respond to you. We have Instagram, I'm Trinidad and Tobago Cancer. We have Facebook, Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society. We have Twitter, and they're begging me to do TikTok. I know when that.
Do a TikTok.
Have, and you will do the TikTok. But Carrie, you know, you can, it's better not to walk in because of COVID-19. We do have a little restraint, but so it's best to call us 226-1221, or you can send us a message on Facebook and you can make the appointment and you go. They give you a time for your appointment. It's a slot and it's a first come, first serve for that time.
Right.
But we do serve mask wearing, washing your hands, and as much social distancing as is possible. So, you know, but Carrie, you know, everybody could be lucky. Sometimes you walk in and you have a chance, you know, you could get it. My thing is, if you have a problem, I'm telling you now, I'm saying it loud and proud. If there's a problem with your service at the Trinidad Bureau Cancer Society, please message us and we will fix that for you. Because we cheap, that means we ain't good.
Yeah.
This is Fuchsia's. We are here to serve. Customer service is important to me and the board. And we want you to understand because we know what it means when you walk in a society named Cancer Society.
Yeah.
So we know until, you know, effect it could have on you. So don't be afraid. Come in. Let's help you. Let's guide you along that.
Because, guys, I just went on Instagram and I just followed the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society page. And it's very active. It's very informative. So get there. Get there and look at you. You look so nice sitting on this chair with the red background, Dr. LeBlanc. And I'm seeing all the tips and all the advice. You have the screening, you know.
Yeah.
Guys, get there. Go check out Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society on Instagram. Follow them. You can ask them questions. And, you know, they are open to listening to you and hearing out your question. I see we have, oh, can you give the number again, please, Dr. LeBlanc?
226-1221.
226-1221?
Yes.
Right. So that's 226-1221. Thank you so much. Dr. LeBlanc, thank you so much. It was an awesome discussion. Very informative. And we'll do this again next week. Same time, same place. All right,
thank
Doctor. Have a good one. Thanks so much.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.